Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
Your financial education, because it sounds like you take me as a very inquisitive person, wanted to know, when did your financial education begin, or did you come into the league with knowledge, right? Cause, or you had, so like, this is one of those, when I just heard you say that it was trash, my first thought was like, is this intentional, right? Because if I don't educate you, then I can always use you as my customer, right? Until you become educated, and now you might see less people getting agents or less people going in the direction that somebody's pointing to them so they don't get taken advantage of. And so did you have to go through things to get your financial education?
I mean, it was a process for sure. You know, I mean, my dad was was an accountant. He worked for the IRS for a period of time. But you know, I mean, he did a lot of different things. He was big in computers and stuff. But like, one thing he did try to do was start businesses. Mm-hmm. And he taught us a lot about sales, but he didn't really teach us about business as a whole. You know, and he passed away while I was 17, and you know, I wish I could have probably picked his brain a little bit more because I felt like he had a lot of knowledge. Very smart guy. But you know, when I got to the NFL, you know, I mean, pretty much like, I mean, you're on your own. Nobody's telling you anything. And like, you know, it starts kind of like you pick a financial advisor just because you're supposed to, just because that's what everybody else is doing. Mm-hmm. And you pick a guy based off of, you know, just your network. You know, so my network was University of Miami. I picked a guy because of John Beeson, you know, and he was a first round pick the year before. And he went through the process I was getting ready to go through. So I asked him, like, yo, who's your guy? And he told me his guy. And I had all these people coming at me. They all sound the same because I don't know anything. Mm-hmm. And so I hired his guy just because, you know, he hired him, you know, and it's kind of funny because, like, I remember having a conversation with him and I asked him, like, what made you hire him in the first place? And he said, I hired him because, I forgot who it was, but the person that he knew before
him. It was Jonathan Vilma. We just thought about you guys.
Yeah. And yeah, whoever it was, it might have been, you know? Yeah. And, but it's just, I asked him, like, did you really do any due diligence? Like, what made you hire him? He was like, nah, you know, and I was like, well, I ain't doing no due diligence either. Like, we just hired a guy just for the heck of it. You know, now, I mean, that guy, you know, might be, a really good guy. You know, might have been a really good guy, really good financial advisor. But at the time, I had no idea because I had no knowledge. Mm-hmm. And I worked with him for a couple of years, and then he had a mistake that, you know, to me just was you couldn't have. And so I ended up firing him and hiring somebody else that was kind of a teacher to me. So the person I ended up with, he tried to get my business, but I didn't go with him originally. But he stayed around, and kept, like, every time I had questions, what the other guy was doing, the other guy kind of felt like he made it sound complicated, you know, and I was like, you know, I'm trying to understand it, so break it down for me. And then, so, you know, the other guy that I ended up signing with more recently, and I've been with him the whole time since, he started like breaking it down for me, like, this is what this means, this is what that means, you know, this is why you do this, you know, and just started kind of going to it. And, you know, I mean, it was like, I mean, you know, so many different sectors of it that I'm like, man, I want to know it. So, you know, after a while, like, he started making it sound simple enough to me where I was like, okay, let me put some money with you, you know. And then it was like, you know what, let me put all my money with you, you know. So it kind of went away. But it's kind of funny, though, because I won't say any names, because the guy I originally went with, you know, he still has a lot of guys out there. And I tried to talk to those guys individually about my story. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the guy is a shark from, like, my experience. Well, I think he's a good dude. I think he might have generally just made a mistake. But back then, like, they would encourage you to, like, pay your bills for you. And so, mm-hmm. like, everything was just going through an account that he was setting up. So I didn't even, like, you don't have to look at it if you don't want to. He's mm-hmm. paying for everything. And then one day I'm going through myself, because I had to know enough to audit myself. Like, I was just going to go through my account and really check and see what was being spent off all my bills. I'm going through my stuff, and I see $50,000 just missing. I don't know what it's going for. So I call him up, and he was like, oh, I'm going to take out one of the other players' accounts. You know, I just made a mistake. You know, I'm going to put it back in right now. And he did. And and to me, it was just like, I don't know if you're incompetent.
Where did it go?
He said it was for one of his other players' grandfathers or something.
Oh, he sent it to another player. He sent it to another situation.
Yeah, it was supposed to be at another player's account going to his grandfather, according to what he said. And to me, it's just like, you know, you can't make that mistake. You know, if I don't go on and look at this, you know, I mean, you know, and I just end up missing it, you know, and I don't know, I can't, I mean, you're telling me that it was just an honest mistake, but from outside looking in, either you were trying to get over on me, or you just, you know, genuinely you just were incompetent.
It's like the movie Casino. You mm-hmm. Casino?
Yeah.
When Sam Rothstein, he fired the guy at the slot machine. They was robbing the slot machine. And he set him down. He said, it's one of two things that's happening here. Either you're in on it, or you're incompetent to realize what's going on. Either way, I can't trust you at this point.
Exactly. Exactly.
It just is what it is.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You, I got to let you go.
Yeah.
You sure you want to do that, Sam?
Didn't work out.
Didn't work out well.
Whenever somebody is tough, though, like, you ain't, like, I'm a football player. You know, I ain't no CEO. I ain't no, you know, businessman at the time, at least. You know,
yeah.
I'm a football player. That's all my knowledge is, you know. And I went to school for advertising. Like, I didn't go to school for business or nothing. So the whole process was, like, it was hard. You know, it was an adjustment, you know. But then, you know, after you go through it, like, oh, I went that bad. You know, like, you just got to go through it, you know. And so I ended up going with another guy that was teaching me and stuff. And we've been together ever since. And he's been a great mentor for me. And we've done, you know, a lot of great things together. And, I mean, now I feel like my knowledge, to be able to speak the language and understand it, is, you know, I mean, way better than, you know, it has been. And probably, I feel like I could sit in any room and have a conversation with any businessman and be hold my own.
After that, did you stop with the bill payment?
Yeah. No, never more. I pay my own bills. My credit could have been a lot better, because there's definitely times, just because being human,
just forgot
opening my mail and stuff and missing things.
Yeah,
and I had to deal with, you know, missing some bills and, you know, having to pay them later and stuff. So, I mean, I'll take that, though. I'd rather, you know, my credit score be, you know, 700 instead of 850, because, you know,
you forgot to pay
for some bills or, yeah, you know, whatever it might be. So
take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4x points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.